Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Human Rights monitors in Iraq are uncovering evidence of growing atrocities against civilians by Islamic State militants as the battle for Mosul advances. A story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says the UN has come across images of children being forced to carry out executions.
ISIL also posted a video on Wednesday showing four children, believed to be between 10 and 14 years old, shooting to death four people for spying for the ISF and the Peshmerga. The video shows the victims falling into a river nearby.
Shamdasani says there is evidence Islamic State is stockpiling large quantities of ammonia and sulfur in Mosul close to civilian areas. She says this is raising concern that IS intends to use chemical weapons against civilians as part of its strategy to hang on to Mosul. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United Nations advisor on genocide, Adama Ding, says South Sudan is at a strong risk of violence there, escalating into genocide. An attempt at uniting the two main factions in South Sudan's civil war and a transitional government collapsed earlier this year, and now forces loyal to former rebel leader Riek Machar have resumed fighting against President Salva Kiir's government forces. A year ago, the Islamic State brought its extremist war to Paris, seeding terror and attacks on a rock concert, the National Stadium, and a bustling sidewalk cafe. A plaque for the victims is waiting to be unveiled tomorrow in Paris. This is VOA News.